sit all alone. I don't got no boss to tell me so. Yeah, it's great to be like me. My income don't break poverty, but I don't got no one to tell me so. Oh, starting to get strange talking to my microwave, but I ain't seen a human yet today. Is that the doorbell that I hear? The Mormons, they have found me here. What would Jesus do if he was me? Oh, top of Everest, talking to Gandhi. It's a dream, it's a dream, it's a dream. Today I wrote a song of three. I hope that someone will hear these schizophrenias calling out my name. Well, I know I am not alone, though I'm behind this microphone. Some of you know exactly what I'm saying. Oh, top of who down with a swami. It's a dream, it's a dream, it's a dream. Round, 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 round. Just one more year, just one more thing. Oh, round, round, round. You are taking toll of.
Listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World right here on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happiness. Our number, if you want to give us a call tonight, is 562-912-3444. You can always email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Once again, if you want to give us a call, that number is 562-912-3444. Now just sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World on the new Talk Story Radio Network. The Swoop's World, live from the Mirage Mediterranean Grill for First Fridays. How's it going, Peter?
It's going okay.
It's going better now.
Yeah, right.
had some problems getting logged in, and the internet was down, but hey, we're ready to go. Hey, we actually had some viewers there for a second, but they're gone now. It's all good, man. Been quite a crazy week, huh?
Yep.
Busy.
Had the Heat Seekers on Wednesday night. We had Normandy Wilson on yesterday, and both great shows. Both of them in the archive now if you want to check them out. And tonight we're here with Michelle Mangione, as we usually are on the first Friday. So once we get everything going, I don't know if anybody can see us on the... there it is. It freezes up.
Oh, look at us. That's a very flattering light on us.
Yeah, this is not the best lighting system. Hey, man, beggars can't be choosers.
That's right. That's right. We've learned that.
This is what we have to work with tonight. You know, some of these live events we do sometimes, you know, just... The way it goes.
That's it.
It streams a little bit slower than what we're used to. So, I mean, if the video keeps jumping, man, I'm gonna shut it off. We'll go all audio.
Frozen right there, man.
We're frozen again.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and kill the video.
Like super slow mo. Oh yeah, but then it just unfroze.
If it continues to do that,
that's weird.
If it continues to do that, and you're listening in, just switch over to the Listen Live page. Just listen to the player there. Because the live video stream is streaming really kind of wacky. So
yeah.
we might kick that out. So what else is happening, man?
Not much. You know, staying busy. You know, kids will go back to school on Monday.
Yeah, man.
Looking forward to that. My wife is on the verge of doing a new enterprise, a new business. So I've been helping her with that. That's stressful and hectic.
Yeah.
But also at the same time sort of exciting.
Very, very exciting.
And then we got football this week, and I was just realizing, is there any game worth watching in this weekend? Where's T-Bone? We need him to tell us.
Tell you the Steelers play the Broncos. So we can see if T-Bone's for real in the playoffs here. It's the Steelers who've kind of been struggling of late, I believe. Don't quote me on that.
If I remember right, the Steelers sort of backed into it. Not totally, but they didn't come charging in.
No.
And, of course, for that matter, neither did the Broncos.
Neither did the Broncos, exactly.
A must-win game that they lost. And thank goodness that they had the Raiders to help them out. Yeah, that may not be as good a game as it looks on paper.
Exactly. Actually, close up the wrong screen. Believe it or not. One of those days, man.
So, yeah. And then we're still having good weather, but I hear it's supposed to cool down.
Really?
Yeah. Not getting way cold, but none of this 80s.
None of this
80s. In the middle of January. And that's supposed to go away.
Well, you know, it was hot today. It was pretty hot today. And then, especially in a little inland, I went to Fullerton for a while. It was really hot there. But you're right, it's January. It's not supposed to be this warm.
That's crazy stuff. I talked to our mutual friends. I ran into them in the someone who you were helping out there with their house. And they told me that they were in Vermont, couple. And they were there for 2 weeks and didn't get a single snow storm, no snowfall at all. That's crazy. Because Vermont is... This time of year,
it's set up for that, isn't it?
It's just, you know, not every day necessarily, but to be there for 2 weeks and not get any snow.
Right.
Is, I don't know, man. And then they said when they landed in L.A., it was 88 degrees that day. So, I don't know. That's looking like evidence of global warming there. No snow in Vermont, 88 in L.A. in January.
It won't last.
That's some crazy stuff. So, thought that was interesting. We had a bit of nice people, had an interesting conversation with them in the store.
Yeah. They do a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
So they'll, I'm sure they'll hit someplace up where it's cool to make them feel like they should have been when they were in Vermont. But, you know, it's really weird with even with the weather here. It was really cold last week. It was last week or the week before.
We've had a solid week.
Then it got really, really hot.
Well, the crazy thing, though, is that it'll be like 75, 80 during the day, but the nights will drop to 40.
Yeah.
Which, in the grand scheme of things, isn't cold, but when you're talking about a 40-degree drop in, like, literally just a couple of hours, usually. Once the sun goes down, the temperature's bottoms.
Yeah.
Like, it makes it seem colder than it actually probably is. You know, so that's part of it too.
Yeah, and the other thing is
when it's this warm and people know it. This is why California. I've talked to people that were, grandparents' age, were saying that, they moved to California because they were wherever they were, where it was freezing cold and watching the Rose Parade.
That's the actual truth, because my grandparents, that's why they moved to L.A. It helps that they had a son that had come out to San Diego.
Right.
But they moved to L.A. because they spent all those years, they were from Michigan. Mm-hmm. They spent all those years watching the Michigan, University of Michigan, play against USC or UCLA or somebody.
In the Rose Bowl.
We're in the wrong spot.
Now we're all packed.
Yeah. And that's exactly what they did.
Oh, man. That's best advertising, period.
It totally yeah.
All right. We're at First Fridays right here in Long Beach. Down here at the Mirage Mediterranean Grill with Michelle Mangione. She's playing tonight. And actually, tonight there's no cover. So you want to come on down and check that out. A lot of stuff happening on the Avenue down here. And our old friend Raskin Stewart is playing at the Expo. And he'll be playing there from 6 to 9. So... get a chance to check out Raskin, come on down and see Michelle. I saw Michelle and Mangione and her group open for the Motels a couple weeks back at the Brixton in Redondo Beach, and it was a fantastic show. And I'm sure they're going to do it again, because that's what they do. Let's take a quick break, try to tweak a few things, and come back after this, man. You want to listen to... Oh, let's listen to... Normandy Wilson.
I was going to say, let's listen to one from Normandy. Normandy, if you guys didn't listen to that interview, first of all, she's just is very attractive, has a very attractive look, and great talker, and really does, as I think we've agreed, the right word is a timeless sound vibe to her. She's young-ish, and she's doing music that you feel like you've been listening to all your life.
Exactly. So let's listen to Saturday Night Girl from Normandy Wilson. You're listening to Swoops World on the Talk Story Radio Network. We'll be back after this.
Shivers up my spine, 'cause you know what's in store for me. You're gonna take me out, and then I'm gonna get my chance to show you, baby, what I'm all about.
Saturday night girl. I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong. I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over 1 million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
This is Doc Johnson,
Gary Corman,
and Alan Frank.
We are the Heat Seekers
and you're listening to Swoop's World.
And thank you there from the Heat Seekers, and we're back live right here at the Mirage Mediterranean Grill, and we have with us Michelle Mangione.
On the camera.
And Angela, how do you pronounce your last name?
Riggio.
And we see Steve So sitting over on across the way there. How's it going tonight?
Great. It's yeah. going good.
You're hiding. You're hiding.
I know. Hello. Hello, Swoop. No, it's a really, really... Does it matter with this mic where you sit?
No. No. Actually, we can make it even better.
Camera's up here.
Oh, really? There's a camera?
Don't worry, it's not streaming that well tonight, anyway.
Why did you guys get a camera? That's great.
We've had it for a while now.
We don't always set it up when we do remote.
Yeah. Actually, we do. Now we do. But here it's the internet streaming kind of slowly, so it gets a little choppy. I might turn it off. But anyway.
What's up?
First, I want to say, I saw you guys open for the Motels a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
I was there.
I know you were rocking hard, man. And I was telling Peter, it was an amazing show. It was totally awesome. You had Tom Kolb on the electric guitar. Steve broke out the electric bass that night. You guys were just rocking. It was, I had a blast.
I know sometimes we do plugged in shows.
Yeah.
Where we're actually plugged in. And I have, we have a drummer and everything.
You had, and Nicole was there. It was a great time, and I had a piece of birthday cake, and all was good.
I know. My mother showed up and brought that cake.
Yeah.
That was great.
No, outstanding. So what's been happening? I know you got tonight right here, the First Fridays again.
Yes, we're trying to be as consistent as possible with First Fridays, because we like doing it, and I think they don't have a First Fridays on Atlantic tonight. They're usually not in January, because everybody's...
That's what we were talking about. We were trying to remember if... It depended on when the first fell.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the first falls in the middle of the week, and then you don't want to do it. So it wasn't... We didn't always do it.
Okay. So are you like being seen as like the man behind the camera?
Right now he's a voice.
I'm the voice.
Like, should you be asking
voice,
us
I'm
really
difficult
questions?
Why can you hear me talk?
Yeah, like the voice in the Peanuts.
There you go.
The answer to number 32.
So how was the holidays? Now you played on the 31st or the 30th.
When did we play on the 30th? Yeah.
I guess I'll take breaks. Yeah. See, just keep rolling along.
No, there are no breaks. When you're a musician, there are no breaks.
You're playing at NAMM, I see.
Playing
I keep at
NAMM
up.
Again.
I'm
excited about that.
Yeah. I'm trying to get into that. Send a little request. No, we're the press.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Why can't you?
I don't know. Apply today. We'll see what happens. It says application pending.
It's hard for me to get. I'm not a merchant.
Yes, you are.
Not a musical.
Yeah, it's just a little difficult to get there.
Damn it.
Yeah. So what's happening? Are we, tonight, it's just
just Michelle Mangione and gang.
Tonight we're doing some trio stuff. We're doing some covers tonight. We're doing the first set because we didn't get an opener just because of the holidays and everybody's kind of burnt out. Might have wanted, you know. We decided just to do some covers, and we're videotaping. We have Maria came to videotape us.
Good.
And so we're just going to have fun. Then we're going to do a set of covers and a set of originals.
Excellent.
Which should be fun.
Excellent. So if you're in the area, come on down. And now I know next Saturday, the 14th, you're at the Guitar Merchant.
At the Guitar Merchant in
Canoga Park.
Canoga Park. Guitar Merchant in Canoga Park.
Now is that the whole band? Is this
No? That is something that Lisa Nemso, another songwriter, put on. I don't know if she's ever done it before, but it's called Guitar Goddesses, I think. Which I am not a guitar goddess in the broadest sense of the word, but a goddess. No, but yeah, and it should be fun. It's like 8 songwriters. I'm really looking forward to it. I think there's 8 songwriters, and it's going to be a songwriters in the round. They do that a lot in Nashville, not so much here, but
that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be there to take that in.
Have you played there before?
It's a good venue. It's a really cool venue.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
It has a good vibe.
Well, I mean, we've been there once. The time we were there, it was a cool space. It was a good vibe.
Swoop is going to be there. Swoop, you guys are going to be there.
Yeah. Now, I've never seen it set up for in the round there. Now, I've been there for the time we were there, and then I've been there one other time. But it's just the stage is there. I don't know how they set it up for the round.
I don't know if they ever have. So it might be the first pancake.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, trendsetters.
Yeah,
it's definitely
that's
a cool
thing. Now, Angela, you're sitting over there kind of quiet. What's been happening with you?
Oh, nothing you want to know about on the radio.
sounds like something we want to know about.
Yes, it definitely sounds like something we want to know about.
Do you know that by day? Wait, I'm sorry, but I just have to say this. Do you know what she does by day? Why she thinks so quiet?
Well, she's a librarian by day. Right. Yes. She told me that.
Okay,
it's okay.
She does a lot of that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Do you get the?
No.
Okay. The one person you don't want to piss off here is sitting right across.
Yeah, you know what we gave her for Christmas? A megaphone. I swear to God. Everyone wants to kill me
because
I
can't.
Yeah.
But they won't let me use it.
Yeah, we took the battery.
I was going to say, don't give her any batteries. Give her a megaphone, but don't give her batteries.
I know, we still
that would be a Charlie Brown.
You should have seen. You should have seen her at the Brixton, because they're playing. There's like a million, 2 bands worth of instruments up there, and guys, like she's crawling around, grabbing guitars, missing a string, and she's doing everything. I'm like.
Yeah.
Well, she does. I'd have knocked over half the crap.
big
ass.
Yeah, Di has many, many. Very useful. She was a human capo once, where she had to stand there with her finger on the guitar through the entire song. And then that night, she was a mic stand, because remember, the mic fell over the drums. So she's holding the mic in front of me while we're playing Sticky Fingers, right? So I'm like. She's thinking that she's like pushing me back. So finally, I think I just grabbed it.
That was a bad angle for me. I was exactly sure where I was.
That's hard. It's hard to put your, you know, you're like a puppeteer that night.
Yeah.
Well, she runs a tight crew, tight ship, man. Well, I tell you what, if I was ever going to be touring.
Yeah,
matter of
right.
fact, you want to come on Wednesday nights and help us? We have bands come in there, and I'm like, dude, we got to get going here. You guys are still setting up.
Show up in shape.
I usually just say, we're live. You're in front of my camera, move. You finish plugging in during one of the breaks. We have a good time. So what's are you doing any writing and stuff now?
Yeah, I actually, after the first of the year, I started to breathe again, because there's been a lot going on. It's been a really, you know, a crazy year in a lot of different ways, but, and I just finished a few songs that I've been working on, I was working on last year, and I finally was just like, okay, I don't know, I didn't feel inspired for a few months, and it doesn't freak me out anymore, because there's that ebb and flow. I don't know if you experience it as a... But with writing, at least for me, and I've talked to a lot of other songwriters about it, that there's a, that ebb and flow. And when I was younger, it kind of freaked me out. And then I learned to trust it and learned to, like, follow it. And if I didn't have the inspiration, I wouldn't. I don't. I mean, I don't, like, try to force it.
That's the worst.
I know.
It just compounds that frustration, basically.
The frustration.
Yeah.
Exactly. But when it's happening, it's like, just I just try and make as much time as I can to do it, because stuff just comes out. So, you know, thank God that happened the other day. A purging, a lyrical purge.
Excuse me. So, any new songs that we can look up on Wikipedia, like the last one you wrote? Jesus, say, no, look it up, because it's there.
Oh, did you look it up?
I already knew, but you didn't tell me about it.
Yeah. In fact, we're getting ready to do a video about that.
Oh, really?
It should be fun. It's not going to be totally
boring. You're going to do a video of this song?
Please, over there, but I'm going to be the doctor.
That's what I was just thinking. You need a doctor?
Yeah. We're going to have casting calls. Couch casting calls.
Oh, it's always fun. You're pretty saintly over there.
I'm saintly. I love my job.
Oh, that's right.
I want to keep it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good. Well, thanks for inviting us down, as always.
I love it when you guys are here.
We have a blast. We have a blast. We had a little trouble getting started off today because we had some issues with our computer, but hey, we're up and running.
Computer issues. Don't you think you could just, like, put them in therapy? Okay, work it out, and then...
Yeah. Well, fix yourself. It doesn't work that way. Okay. Much like my kids.
Oh, I love your kids.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Every once in a while, they kind of just kind of...
Yeah.
You got to just kind of tweak them every once in a while.
You
got to
turn them on.
Yeah.
You got to tweak them off.
Mine are older than yours.
Oh, that's right.
Just a little. You're still in the lot phase.
Yeah, man. Almost by minute.
Oh, man, and they're not even teenagers yet. Oh, you have teenagers.
Yes, yes. My youngest is a teenager.
I got a preteen.
Wow.
11-year-old.
My youngest is a teenager going on 30. The rest of them are already going on 40. They act like it. My daughter, she's the one that, she's been there, done that.
Yeah.
Because she's a smart kid, so.
Yeah.
She's read about everything, so she knows it.
She doesn't hesitate to tell you about it.
She will tell you.
She will tell you.
She will tell you.
Well, that's not. No.
And she's usually right, though. That's the problem.
That's what's scary. Never mind.
No. And she doesn't listen, so I don't throw it away.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, just now. We're testing our own phone app, so I said, here, give me your phone, let me give you my app. So then I said, test it out and let me know what you think so we can, you know, tweak things.
Yeah.
So like a week later I said, hey, did you check out the app? She goes, yeah, it works. That's why I know it works.
Can you help me? Can you
stand on that? It's not interested. It's interested in whatever she's interested in, but it has nothing to do with what I'm interested in. So that's the way it goes. Kids are like that. You gotta know that. You just strap them down to the bike and make them go with you, though.
Oh, really?
You need to keep up with me, or you don't. And that's not an option on the LA River. You need to keep up with Dad.
So they have. Is one of them on your bike, on the back of your bike?
Yeah, my daughter, who's six, has a ride along, tag along, they call it. You know, so it attaches. So she has a bike without a
front
wheel. What's that?
No,
she's doing for that.
No,
she used to have that.
Yeah, this is like, she's basically got a bike. Imagine a bike that doesn't have a front wheel.
Yeah.
And where the front wheel is attaches to my bike post, my seat post.
So you're going, do you fishtail?
So yeah, we can do that. We can go faster. Try not to. We could. And so she's got it easy. My son, who's 11, he's on his own bike. And so we'll be riding. And I just, like, dude, you do not want to get dropped on the LA River. You do not want to get left behind. You just don't. Because it's not that bad a place, but you're 11 years old, you just don't want to be left behind. It's not a place to be left behind. So that gives him motivation.
Right, you're going to dump him in the river if he doesn't behave. That's okay.
Needless, I mean, what he doesn't know is you'd never leave him behind.
He doesn't know. Yeah. He's just old enough to go.
He might do that.
He's just far enough away that he's like, I better catch up.
Yes.
I mean, a couple years ago, that guy cannot let me go because he... Child services. They'll figure that out one day. Oh, he's 11. They will figure that out.
Well, he's in middle school now, right?
Yeah.
His buddies are tall.
Yeah. And then he'll ride even slower.
Oh, well.
Speaking of that, I bought a moped. I got a moped. For a gift. And of course, Grace, my buddy Grace, she says, rock stars don't drive Harleys. Rock stars drive. Rock stars drive Harleys, not mopeds. I'm like, musicians ride mopeds. Rock stars ride Harleys.
Hi.
She's
with us
in shape right now. 15 minutes.
Excellent. Well, okay. We can still talk about your moped for 15 minutes.
Anyway, I'm excited.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'll race you on the river.
Yeah.
I used to have a moped. I used to ride a moped way back then.
The kind that doesn't idle when you stop. You have to pedal to start it.
You have to pedal to start it. Yeah. It was fun. Because, you know, I would ride my bike to work and sort of fun. But then when I'd go to the credit union, I was working at retail grocery clerks. And the credit union was out like Fullerton. And I was living in Lakewood. So, you know, Bastanturi, whatever you call it. I'd ride the moped up there, right? Take about 9 hours. But it was fun. They're fun to ride. You just want your friends to see you on them.
Exactly. That's why you wear the helmet with a tinted
on
thing. That's what I got.
Back then, there was no helmet laws. So just went.
It wasn't cool to wear a helmet back then.
Now
you have at least an excuse. I have to.
Yes, well, we better let them go because I don't want to die on my dad's side.
She's going to kick your ass.
But thank you so much again.
Thanks,
and have a great show. And we'll come in there and take a peek in a little bit.
Yeah, come on in.
All right. It's Michelle Mangione and Angela Riggione. Steve Sosa off camera. Yes, Michelle Mangione and her trio. And we're going to let you listen to this one is called Fly. And we'll be back after this.
Monday morning, too much thinking could take your soul away. And happiness becomes a broken armchair where you would like to stay. Would you try just enough to get by and tell me how far, just how far would you fly? Thank you.
just enough to get by. Tell me how far, just how far would you fly? Now a Todd man, a broken wing. When you don't believe in anything, tell me how far
through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Lisa Leslie, and I play basketball. I drive the lane. I also drive my team, but I don't drink and drive. We at RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving, say, hey, if you're going to drink, don't drive.
Beep, 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 yeah! Drive me home!
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you. And your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Raspin Stewart. You're listening to Swoop's World.
We started out so innocently. We learned to take what we need. Forgive us for our greed. Let's dance. We smoke the hookah and dance.
We smoke. Is this Rebecca on Swoop's World? Live from the Mirage Mediterranean Grill here for First Fridays. And we're kicking it here with Michelle Mangione and crew. And like I said, our friend Raspin Stewart, who you just heard on that show ID. He's playing out at the Expo today. And that's pretty much going to wrap it up for us tonight, man. So, any words of wisdom for the gang?
What's that one? Don't eat the yellow snow.
Don't eat the yellow snow. I knew you were going to say
it. Mr. Original here.
Real quick, Wednesday night, Swoops World Late Night. Lisa Nimzo will be our guest. And tune in, 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thursday on primetime at noon, Kelly Zerbes is our guest. So we have two wonderful musicians who will be joining us this week.
Is this for that?
No, it's just her music.
It's a different thing.
Last time
we had her, she promoted that.
Hep C awareness.
Very important cause.
Yeah, she's really big in that. She still does that. But I think she's going to be joining us to talk about Kelly's Lot, which is her band. And so,
I remember that. We had all those. She was the one that brought it up. But you and I had mentioned that Kelly's Lot.
Ah, yes.
She has a very good sense of humor. Let's just leave it at
that. And what else do we have next week? So we have that. And then, on the 14th, which is a week from tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live from the Guitar Merchants with Lisa Nimzo and Michelle Mangione and all the guitar goddesses, is what I'm told. So we look forward to that. So full week next week, full week this week. We're not used to
back-to-back full weeks.
Exactly. But it's been great. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you all Wednesday.
That's right.
Good night, all.
Good night.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Talk Story Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.